Welcome back, folks, to the 27th episode of Room Temp. We're here tonight. It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. We're talking college football national championship that wrapped up last night in quite a doozy. Playoffs for the NFL first round, playoffs for the NFL second round. There's a little preview because, you know, that's our Thursday night thing. And maybe a little Dicks on Dictionary tonight. Not really sure. We'll see. Ben's got the nice 3-1 lead so far against Sean. Yep. Already got the words picked out. This should make for a good day because I think you guys will get more than a couple points this time. Thanks for joining us, folks. How are we feeling, though, after that comeback win last night for Alabama in terms of it being a good game? Because it wasn't the first
fucking
half.
Fucking angry.
It wasn't a good game the first half.
I hate Alabama. I hate them.
Yeah,
you hate the fact that I was extremely right.
Yeah. I went to bed at halftime, and I was like, all right, well, Georgia played way better than Alabama. This game's over. And then, like, as I was falling asleep, I was like, probably not.
Yeah.
And then I just woke up and saw it.
Georgia's coaching fucked them, like, royally.
Well, they
plus
never got
the referees. The referees were trash.
So I had of a
– How were
like
they trash in, like, Georgia's favor?
No, that's what I'm saying. They weren't like they didn't help Georgia out at all. That face, there was a missed face.
How not?
There was a missed face mask, which would have been an automatic first down. They had to punt the play after. Plus, that offsides on that punt where they blocked the punt from Bama. That kid timed that perfectly. Plus, it was a false start on Alabama's side. If anything, it was garbage.
They also had penalties go on Alabama's side too at the same time.
Like what?
Like they unsportsmanlike conduct, where the defender almost ripped the head off of the fucking coach on the sideline afterwards.
Yeah, well, that wasn't unsportsmanlike conduct. I don't see how that was. It wasn't wrong. That was a good call. I'm saying that those two calls, like,
dude, that kid was offsides, bro.
No, he wasn't. Watch it 1,000 times, and if you tell me he was offsides, and if you tell
unless
me number
he,
17
unless he gets all the way
flinch,
back,
he didn't get all the way back. He crossed the line as the ball was snapped. They said it on the television broadcast after. They said it was a bad call.
So I'm gonna say this before, like, this is like my annoying take with when I watch football, especially with replays, where I go every time. You know, we've had it a few times, especially in the NFL this season, of like what is and what isn't a catch. And even with, like, the replays and challenges, we still see them make the wrong call sometimes, like, in hindsight. And you're like, how the fuck do they do that? And for me, like, as someone who watches so much soccer where, like, replay technology is, like, just beginning to be introduced and still isn't present in a lot of areas of soccer, to me it's, like, wrong calls decide games all the time, but it's one of those things that you deal with. And, like, it's not necessarily a good answer. It's not necessarily a good answer to a problem, but, like, in the back of my head, I just know that shitty calls are going to be made, and you have to deal with them, no matter how shitty they are.
I mean, it's part of the game. I get that. It's human error. Like, it's why they don't have fucking robots out there calling shit.
Right.
But, like...
Part of me loves it, the fact that they
make
mistakes.
I can understand the not like calling the kid offsides. I can understand that, because he did time it very close, and when I did watch it in live, I did think he was off, but then they go back and show the replay and
right.
He wasn't. But... The one that the face mask. How do you?
That
like,
was bad.
Dude, his face got like his whole head turned. You could see it from like watching the television. And if I can see like all the players and like that specific thing happen, you have that many refs that close up watching the play. How do you not catch that?
Yeah, and after the play too, they like panned to the sideline. I can't remember what sideline it was, and someone like mouthed like that was a face mask.
It was. It
yeah.
was. It like it's just like, how.
So I had a few things. Like I just wrote down a few things for tonight. Just some interesting stuff and kind of just ask you guys some shit. I found out that three of the last four national championships, the champs themselves, were actually down going into the fourth quarter games. Does that say anything about the way they've been playing? Like, we've been watching and seeing teams play games recently where they just kind of have these strong starts and then peter out? Or does that mean, like, the recent top picks just can't close games?
It's rigged.
All right, Penn State.
It's all for viewers. That's what it is.
No, dude, I think that...
If it was rigged, that Clemson game would have been closer.
No, yeah. There's always one blowout game in the...
They never blow out the number one.
Semis. they should. This was a weird year for college football. I don't think they shouldn't have been number one. But that's an argument for another time.
It is. That is an argument for another time. But I mean, I in the back of my head, I see that stat. It's three. I mean, again, it's one of those annoying ESPN stats where it's like three of the last four people. It's not that ridiculous, but it's like, oh, like out of the last four national champions we saw, three of them were losing going into the fourth quarter. That's like kind of odd. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like in every one of those games too, like the underdog is the one with the lead that ends up blowing it. And I just feel like in this game, like and there was no point in this game where I was just like, okay, like Georgia's actually going to break away and win this game. Like me and my roommate were watching it. And even after they went up 20 to seven with like, what was it? 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes left in the third. Mm-hmm. We were still both looking at each other. Like Alabama's still going to fucking win this game. Like
there was
literally not a, the only time that it was close for me that I was like, okay, maybe they won't do it is like when, I forget what the kid's name is, number four, when he made that touchdown catch like of 80 yards down the field and like he just didn't get pushed out of bounds when everyone thought he was and he just bolted down the field. Like I was like, okay, like holy shit, like that's a huge play right after an Alabama touchdown, but then Bama just gets the ball back, drives all the way down the field again, and all of a sudden it's just like, well, here we go. Like now they're not losing this game. Like I don't know, man. I just you never bet against Bama. And I even said that after the game too. I was like, this is why you never bet Bama. This is why all week I was just like, and Sean was like, I don't understand why you're so confident. This is why I was, because Bama's gonna fucking win, I'm telling you.
I mean, it was a lot closer of a game than you were expecting. I'm pretty
sure. Oh, it definitely was. It definitely was. I thought they were gonna go out there and wax Georgia, but at the end of the day, they still won the game.
Let's see, I'll go over our predictions. Actually, we can do that. Final score was 26-23, Alabama. Ben had 23-13, Alabama. That's actually pretty good. That's pretty accurate. You had 28-24, Georgia, which like score-wise was the closest, but just flipped. Mickey had 31-17, which is just not right. And I had 30-21. So my margin was just a little bit wider than Ben's.
I just didn't see. I thought that, like, I was just surprised. I was surprised as many points that Georgia put up. That was what I was most surprised about.
I actually was opposite. I was surprised that less. Look, one of the things I was going to point out was that coming into this game, for a team who averaged 258 rush yards a game, Georgia only did so for 130 last night. That's literally half as many as you normally rush for.
But look at how many rush yards that Alabama's defense was giving up. Like that was actually a lot compared to their season average.
Is it?
It definitely was. It was.
When you look at seven of their games this season were like against scrub teams.
They were averaging less than they were. Teams weren't putting up more than like less than 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, but like again,
but they were also not playing through a three-headed monster like Georgia was.
No, and I get that. I'm just saying that's like that. Bama.
See, this is why I hate college football stats. Both these teams are
built through defense. That's.
I hate college football stats so fucking much because like you look at like Bama. Yes, they have a great defense, but the hardest team they played was Alabama and Kenyon. What the hell's his name?
So Alabama played Alabama.
No, Auburn. I mean. And they're Auburn's running back. I forget Kenyon. Fuck, what the hell's his last name?
I don't remember.
Whatever. Was hurt during the game. So, like, they haven't played an elite rushing attack like Georgia was. So, like, the fact that they only gave up 140 yards between three NFL-caliber running backs, I think is pretty impressive.
So we saw, like, looking more the more I look at the Georgia game, this game in particular, this game all in all, it didn't impress – neither of the teams impressed me.
It was absolutely impressive.
Jake Fromm
had an amazing game.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Guess his QBR.
For a 19-year-old,
I don't care about his QBR. Watching that game,
he played pretty well.
And then for Alabama to switch out their quarterback at halftime, put that kid in, and have him come in. Both of them are true freshmen, by the way.
Hurts is not.
No, Hurts is
Fromm. I'm talking about Fromm and the other. I'm not talking about Hurts. like it was absolutely incredible. That
was Saban's decision to pull Hurts out of desperation, or just Saban being a genius?
It was desperation. They couldn't have no pass game. They had absolutely no pass game. So was that a desperation? All he could do was run. That's why
I don't think it was desperation. I just think it was him saying, "Okay,
the kid that they put in was a 5-star recruit. He was the number one dual threat quarterback in the country coming in. That's why they did it.
So he knew that no matter what, like,
dude, he didn't know no matter what that he was going to get a shot, but Hurts just wasn't giving it to him.
Right.
Yeah, Hurts wasn't getting anything done, so why not switch to a team
wide open touchdown?
And you know what you're – I mean, Saban isn't – just because the kid doesn't throw a fucking pass, I mean, yeah, that's huge, but, like, Saban fucking knows what he has out of this kid. Like,
that sounds like desperation to me, not being a genius.
It really doesn't to me because, I mean, I wouldn't say it's desperate to just make an adjustment like that. Like,
he went 3-for-8, 21 yards.
Fucking
Hurts. Yeah, he wasn't getting the job done. In Hurts' career, he was
25-2. He lost two fucking games, and you're going to sit that kid?
If he's not playing well, yes.
The other guy hadn't played a fucking game ever for him.
Look what happened.
That's what we're arguing. Was it desperation that just worked out?
We're talking over each other. Keep going.
Ben, he has to say words always.
No, I don't. No, go ahead.
I just mean that if you're – you think Saban planned – to play him that game.
No,
I don't think he planned to play in that game. But, I mean, even going into halftime, Kirk Herbstreit was like, don't be surprised if you see Tua, whatever the hell his last name is, come into this game. So, like, I don't think it's desperate if even before it happened, like, analysts are saying, don't be surprised if he comes in.
Well, going into the halftime, they were losing 13-0. That sounds like a desperation move.
Considering the fact that they have not done this all year.
Right, they had not played him all year. That's the
and
thing that makes
it
desperation.
And you're going to do it in this game?
In the national championship as a true freshman, like you just said.
Absolutely
makes it so much more impressive.
Absolute desperate. It is. It's incredibly impressive. Like,
you're not arguing that, though, Ben. I'm just saying. Kid, yeah.
But like,
no, I know. I'm not arguing how well he played. I'm just saying I don't think it's that desperate. Like,
I think
if
it's
you're,
pretty desperate.
It's okay. Say you're going into, like, for example, say you have Jalen Hurts, who, I mean, his record's good, but like overall, he's not like,
bro.
It's not like you're pulling. It's not like you're pulling.
Games.
It's not like you're pulling. It's not like you're pulling Carson Wentz and putting in Nick Foles. Like, it's not like it's that big of a difference.
Right.
You know
that
what I mean?
Sense.
He's not a Heisman caliber player. He's a game manager, and he's 3-for-8 for 21 yards in the first half. You keep him in any long. I mean,
why
you know
are you
what
only
mean?
Throwing
and
the
you
ball
know,
8 times? You're not giving the kid a shot at all.
Yeah, he rushed for 47 yards.
They put
yards.
That other kid in.
Yeah,
and
he's
let
more
him
of a running. He's more of a running quarterback than a throwing quarterback, and he wasn't making the throws. So
can
why
they
not
let him throw 8 times? 8 fucking times in the first half is horrible.
You're talking about me not letting anybody talk. You're the one not letting me make any points.
No, to me, it's
just saying this kid has a better arm, and Saban had to have known that. You see him being able to throw the ball at practice every day. You know he can throw it better than Jalen Hurts. He was throwing it better than Jalen Hurts. You're down 13-0. You need someone that can throw the ball, not run the ball. He can do both, so why not go for the guy who can throw it?
Okay.
I mean, you're not gonna come back from a 13-point deficit with Jalen Hurts, who really – I mean, you saw it. He missed wide open receivers. I mean,
why didn't they do it in the Auburn game? Why didn't they put the other kid in the Auburn game then?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Because it's not that I don't
point,
know.
Point proven.
To me, it's
I don't
like,
think it's that point. I don't think it was a desperate move. I think it was a calculated strategic move.
I think it was more like he's not playing well, so let's put someone else in. It wasn't like, I need to play
this
kid.
Yeah, and that's not desperation to me.
How's that not?
That, like, defines
that's
it.
Literally, Ben, you're being an idiot.
I mean that, like, for me, this is like putting in Nathan Peterman after Tyrod Taylor wasn't doing well in a game. Even though he'd been
but the kid is not bad. Like,
you
the
didn't
kid is
know
not
what
horrible.
You had no
you
idea.
Had no
you hadn't
idea.
Played a game.
To me, I think it's desperate if you're pulling him and putting in someone that's shitty that you just like. Here
you
we
no
go.
Idea. We had
when,
no
we're
idea.
We're
you
throwing
have
blind
absolute,
faith into
you've
this
never
kid.
Seen this kid play in a fucking game.
You've never seen
you're
Peterman
throwing
play.
Him in to the biggest spotlight in college football that like you possibly could. You like.
I
that,
think
it's
that Saban
desperate.
Knew what he. I think Saban knew what he was going to get out of him.
I think Saban knew that his player was a good player. But like I said, the whole Peterman comparison, we had never seen Peterman take in a regular season.
He was a bad dude. He's a bad fucking player.
And Tyrod's not that great.
They drafted him this year. Like, they had no idea what this kid was going to do
right.
in the game.
And I'm
like,
not saying
in the
comparison's perfect.
I
just mean,
but you got to think though. I mean, they didn't just. I mean, that was. I feel like that was desperation when they threw Peterman in the middle of the season and he throws
why?
Five interceptions.
It wasn't desperation.
Okay,
it wasn't. We
know
talked
it
about
is.
It at the time that they were in playoff contention. If they would have kept Tyrod in, they probably wouldn't have had to worry coming into the final week of the season. But I don't get why we're connecting these two right now.
I made the connection, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Did Bama deserve it then? Bama's leading passer, rusher, and receivers were all freshmen.
Yeah.
I think they deserved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
From down 13, from down 13, nothing.
Other than the officiating,
come back and win the game.
Did
yeah? I think Bama deserved it, and I think they fucking earned it too.
Is Atlanta cursed? That's my question. Is Atlanta cursed? Both teams from Atlanta in their respective football realms.
Georgia, it wouldn't be Atlanta.
Can't finish.
Georgia, they're pretty close to Atlanta.
I mean, that game was played in Atlanta. So.
That's an hour. That's
pretty fucking close. You argue.
How fast are you driving the highway, buddy?
Georgia's in Atlanta, so you can consider them Atlanta.
I argue that it's...
What's your argument here?
Then that's just a dumb argument. I argue it's obviously home field advantage for fucking... That's in Georgia.
I'm just saying, this is my question. Is Atlanta cursed?
Ben, that's like saying, like, that's the equally the distance from Penn State to, like, Lancaster. Like, are you kidding me?
I'm saying, you said, you argued...
Right, how many Lancaster fans are Penn State fans?
You argued that...
All of them.
You argued that freaking you can't call it Atlanta when it's Georgia and Atlanta Falcons.
I was saying that they were going to have a bigger home field advantage, which I was right in saying.
All
right,
fine. It's fucking Georgia cursed then. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. What are you
saying?
You got like some sort of
fucking... What are you trying to say?
Did you have a bad day today or
something? No, I'm fine. I'm confused as to what you're trying to argue.
Holy shit. I'm not arguing anything. Just keep going. Jesus Christ.
I guess I'll just skip the question.
I think that they're not cursed. I just think they can't fucking finish.
Yeah, I don't think they're cursed. They'll be back.
I think they're cursed.
I don't think they're cursed because I think the Falcons are going to go back to the Super Bowl this year.
I think the Falcons are going to do the exact same. I think the Georgia team is going to do the same thing that the Falcons did this year. Just watch.
I don't think they're going to blow a lead. I just don't think they're going to have a lead to blow.
Who?
Atlanta.
Oh, well, they already did it last year, I mean. That's where the curse question comes from. They already did it.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, I just
like
said,
the biggest football. You know, like the biggest football?
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I know. I just said, I don't think they're cursed because I think they're going to get back there this year and they're not going to blow a lead because they're not going to have a lead to blow.
No, they're not going to make it there next year.
This year. I'm talking the Falcons, not Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, okay. I mean Georgia, sorry. So, yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So, all in all, can we say that this game objectively was a pretty fucking good championship game or no?
Yeah, it
was
incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It had like everything.
Yeah, overtime.
Sideline fights with coaches.
Yeah, that was lit.
Marriage proposals. The one Bama player, Bradley Bozeman, proposed last night. And as always with these things that I see, would he have done it if they lost?
No. I wouldn't have. I would have found a better way to do it.
I was like, hey, babe.
Hey, sorry I lost.
Sorry I lost.
Yeah, over the offseason, I'll take you somewhere cool and do it then.
You think so?
I personally wouldn't. Like, I just feel like that just, like, takes away from the moment.
What do you think she thinks of that idea?
Frankly, I don't think she gives a shit.
No? Because they won.
I mean, they won, and, like, she got national recognition. So, like, I got proposed to on national TV. Okay.
She's getting 1,500 followers overnight. Like that.
Yeah. That her name is literally, she gets her 15 minutes of fame and a thick-ass rock. He gets a national championship ring and a pretty hot wife. I think they can make compromises.
Yeah, they can figure it out. They should be fun. Yeah. I also want to throw this out there. Had this playoff, like, whatever, been switched, like we saw with the seeding and stuff, if we saw Georgia v. Clemson and Oklahoma v. Bama first round, would it have been any different?
No.
I don't think so.
You don't think it would have been more or less competitive for either of those games?
No.
I think the way they had it was probably the best. And I think in the other situation we would have the same outcome.
I think if you take Clemson out of the factor and put Ohio State in, it would have made it much more interesting.
Did Clemson play Georgia this year?
No.
No, they didn't. I don't know. I was just thinking about that when I was writing this. I was like, ooh, what if they switched them?
It would. Georgia and Bama are mirror images of each other, like absolutely, like the same. Like, looking at their statistics, I think, one, like, overall grades, one was ranked number one and one was ranked number two.
And OU was just literally just a bunch of gunslingers, so.
With no defense.
Yeah, it was just a shootout, so. Okay, well, I mean, we're pretty much wrapped up here with college football. I was going to say this for my final thought, but as we transition to NFL right now, I'm just going to say my final thought right now, I guess, in the middle of this fucking show. Dan Wolkin is a college football correspondent for USA Today, and he covered the college football championship game. And he's going to be here on our show to join us for Thursday's episode of Room Temp. He actually interviewed a shitload of the players in their locker rooms and knows his way around the college football world pretty well. So, I mean, we got our first interview.
Yeah, and I think it would be a perfect time for this guest.
Yep.
I mean, I think, especially since Etri just covered the whole thing, like, I think we'll get a lot better insight into how, like, kind of both parties are thinking about it, and especially more with Jalen Hurts and Tua. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But honestly, though, with the whole
Jalen
Jalen Hurts thing, like, he's a class fucking act, though.
Yeah, his
like,
post-game
what he was saying after the game and all that kind of stuff, like, that's a classy guy. Like, you just got your job taken from you at halftime, went down, and the kid ends up winning the game for you guys, and he's still up there just, like, praising him and, like, yeah, you mean that's just what you got to do is being a good teammate, yada, yada, yada. Like, that was classy. That was very classy. I was impressed.
Yeah, I was too. So we'll have him on the show, hopefully. We're going to try and get his interview for you guys as soon as we can. A little chat with him. We're going to have to make sure we sack up and do some research a little bit this time because I don't know that much about him right now. So we'll get that guy. That's you guys. So I'm pretty freaking excited that we actually got an interview. This will be fun.
Same. Yeah.
Moving on to the NFL. First round of playoffs over. Second round of playoffs are set. We watched... we'll go through our predictions and how they kind of fared. But basically, we saw the Titans win. And I've had this sort of narrative going on this season that the Titans are bad even when they win. And they make good teams play shitty, and it's not because the Titans are good. And what I mean by that is it's not because the Titans have a good D. It's not because the Titans have a dynamic offense. It's just that when you play the Titans, other teams seem to always play to their level. If we see a Titans-Steelers game, it's going to be the worst game you've ever seen. Because the Steelers are notorious for playing to the other team's level.
They did play.
Yeah. So, like, we're going to... The Titans, in my head, were created to ruin football as we know it in some way, shape, or form. Not really, but yes. I also saw today that the line was, like, 13.5 in favor of the Pats it opened up as. So, we'll see if they actually beat New England. I don't think they will. But I'm just saying, this season, just they squeaked into the playoffs. They squeaked out a win against Kansas City. You were like, what the hell is this? But we'll see how our predictions fared here. So Tennessee, Kansas City, what were your guys' thoughts on that game? I know it was a pretty shitty game, but...
I thought a lot of these games were shitty, to be honest.
Same.
That game was shitty. One of the, like, I don't know, Saints-Panthers was... Probably
and the Jacksonville Buffalo game turned out really good in the fourth quarter.
It turned out really good in the last 43 seconds, and it was strictly because Peterman came in.
Yeah, that was the only excitement that I had out of that game.
Also, let it be known that I was the only person who took the under on the Jacksonville Buffalo game.
I actually took it though, like actual money wise, and I won, so that made me happy.
I'm glad that you're happy.
I'm also not happy, though, that I still haven't... Just talking about the Tennessee and the Chiefs game, a full podcast now has gone by, and there still hasn't been any kind of payment from the loser of the bet. So that's kind of interesting.
I don't get paid till Friday, Ben. Cool your beans.
It was pretty embarrassing for Sean, who had 35-20 Kansas City in that game. The final score was 22-21.
It's garbage.
And Matt actually had the closest score prediction for this game. Let it be known. I had 19-16 Tennessee.
Snaps for you, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
You've been on fire with the game predictions. Probably one of the closest ones in the Alabama game. Now the closest one in the Titans game.
I was very wrong in the Jacksonville Buffalo game, but I had to put faith in my number two. And then I was wrong in the La Rams Atlanta Falcons game.
Everyone went 50-50, I think.
What do you mean?
With picks.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know if Mickey did.
I know I went 50-50.
Mickey had Tennessee, so him and I were right on that one. Mickey had Jacksonville there. So he probably went
3-1.
But he picked
3-1.
He picked the Panthers.
I know he went 3-1.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he picked.
He picked the Rams.
He's 2-2. Sorry. Yeah. Never mind.
I was the only one that picked Atlanta.
Yeah, so you did pick Atlanta. What was the final one that game?
That was only out of spite.
Oh, I've told everybody that week that it was strictly out of spite, but yeah. I'm happy it happened.
That game, let's hear your thoughts, Ben.
Honestly, like, I'll tell you guys what I've told everyone that has blown my phone up from pretty much Saturday until yesterday.
I just want to put it on record. I did not do that.
No, you didn't. But it was in the group chat. So it's pretty much going to be exactly what I said. I'm not mad about it. I'm more disappointed. I know that, you know, a first round and out for this team isn't and shouldn't be acceptable. But, like, at the same time, you know, going 4-12 last year, not making it to the playoffs in the past 12 years, not having a winning record in almost the same amount of time. I mean, the complete turnaround and the shattering of expectations that this team had all year. I can't say that I'm not happy where we stand moving forward. Obviously, you know, upset we didn't win the game. I'm not saying that it's like that's like, you know, I'm obviously pissed we didn't win. But I think that down the road, like, this is going to be a team that really is going to be a problem. And I think the biggest draw away from this game, I mean, it was a winnable game. Our defense was playing lights the fuck out up until when Michael Brockers got hurt. As soon as Brockers got hurt, we couldn't stop the run to his side. I mean, it was just 6 yards at a cut. But the inexperience, I think, in the playoffs really showed. And I think I, for one, underestimated that tremendously. You know, Farrell Cooper, two first quarter fumbles on special teams. He's an all-pro. That shouldn't happen. You know, McVay, the play calling in the first half. I mean, Gurley had 17 total touches, which, you know, he had a lot of targets, not a lot of catches with those targets. So I just think that overall, just the playoff inexperience from the coaching staff to the players really kind of did us in this game. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. Now we all have playoff experience, know kind of what it takes to win in the playoffs. And Atlanta, I shouldn't have taken them as lightly. I mean, they're the NFC champions for a reason. They had a great fucking game plan. Just shut down Todd Gurley, force Goff to beat you. And Goff, I think, for his first playoff game, had a pretty decent day. But I just think Atlanta's defense was all over the place. And, you know, us having one possession in the third quarter doesn't really help either. They had 40 minutes of possession time. So I think they had a great game plan. I think mixed with that, their talent level and our inexperience in the playoffs really is what did us in. But I'm excited for next year. I think it's going to be pretty lit. So yeah. That's my thoughts.
So if I'm just going to kind of let you, I don't know if Sean has anything to say back, but I'm going to kind of just let you have that. My response, I guess, is just, what do we think of the Falcons now coming into this game today?
Dude, I think that the Falcons have a pretty legitimate chance of being the team that comes out of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. I think that Philly,
they are the underdogs.
If they had Carson Wentz, I think they have a legitimate chance to beat them. But I just think Atlanta is just too talented. And, you know, I think that even if Philly's defense shuts down their offense, I don't think their offense with Nick Foles is good enough to play that defense. That defense with Trufant back, their secondary's flying around, their linebackers, Deion Jones, are flying around, Claiborne gets to the quarterback. I think they're going to have some serious issues, and I think anyone that comes out of that Saints-Vikings game is going to be beat to shit, because that's going to be a physical-ass game. And kind of like what I said about whoever kind of came out of the Rams-Vikings game and whoever came out of the Philly side, I think the people on the Philly side are just kind of going to be walking into the playoffs, whereas the other side is going to be limping into the playoffs, and I think that Atlanta can take advantage of that. And I, for one, think that Atlanta can go as far as they are going to take themselves. I think if they don't beat themselves and kind of play their game, they have a legitimate chance to win the NFC.
You're not wrong. They have a great offense. I feel like their offense definitely started to click a little bit better than they have been all year against you guys, which I really wasn't expecting. Their defense is also really good. They have clearly the playoff experience, and I'm not going to say they have a ton of playoff experience, but they, you know, made it to the Super Bowl last year. Obviously, they had that horrendous blow up in the Super Bowl, but I feel like you learned from that. You're right. You got what Trufant? He didn't play last year, right?
He was hurt. He got hurt last year.
That's what I thought. I'm very curious to see how they play against us.
I'm curious to see how you play.
I am too.
I think we know what we're gonna get out of Atlanta. I think we have no idea what to get out of Atlanta.
And that's honestly been my feeling. I feel like our defense is gonna show up. I think really the only consistent thing that I can say. It's not gonna be what we saw the previous 2 weeks.
No,
I'll tell you that. I heard that they were gonna be doing some up tempo, back like what they were doing with Chip Kelly when Nick Foles was thriving. I also heard that they're prepping Jay Ajayi for a very, very big workload. So,
I think taking like what I saw out of the Rams game with Atlanta, I think they could have a very similar game plan against Philly as to how to shut us down, because we use a lot of the no huddle. That way, Goff and McVay have enough time to communicate before the snap. So I think that they're just going to be like, okay, I'm going to shut down Ajayi, kind of like they were like, I'm going to shut down Gurley and force Foles to beat me, and I trust my back end on the secondary, whereas they did with Goff too. And I think our defense in the first half played extremely, extremely well and kept us in the game, but we just couldn't do it. Like, offensively, we couldn't do anything with it because their defense was just swarming.
That's the thing. I do feel like Philly's line is a little bit better than what the Rams was.
Well, I made the argument. I just made the comment too. We've said it a couple times that I think the Philly team is like a year ahead of what the Rams team could be at a healthy pace.
I agree.
I think next year you'll see the Rams be what Philly was this year. Personally,
potentially,
I could see that. That wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-mm. Not at all. And I think. We're not going to go too... I don't want to go too in-depth because this is only Tuesday. But just to keep in the back of your minds, I kind of just want to go a little preliminary thoughts on the whole thing. It's 2.5 in favor of Atlanta right now with the over-under set at 41. So, or 41.5. So that's just food for thought as of right now for everyone listening and for us right here. That line is going to shift, I think.
It's going to shift. The players... That was like literally all the media talked about today.
Yeah.
The players were like, we've been dealing with this all year. It's been injury after injury and people just whatever, and their mindset is we always find a way to win. Yeah, obviously some of those wins have been incredibly ugly, but if this game comes down to
Tennessee won, so
if this game comes down to a field goal at you whatever at the end and 22 seconds left for us to win the game, I'm not going to be upset.
No. And then I guess my next question is, of the teams, I know you mentioned the Falcons obviously, of the teams who play in the wild card playoff, which one do you think has the best chance to that could make a run? However you want to define that. NFC Championship, Super Bowl. Who do you think has the best chance of making a run? And does that mean that they would also have to have the toughest road to get there?
I would think Atlanta.
I think New Orleans.
It's weird because you have the Vikings and the Eagles, but like you have no idea what's going to come from the Eagles, but you also have no idea what's going to come from the Vikings. Mm-hmm. You have Case Keenum in there at quarterback. They're missing their starting running back. But while we're talking about Case Keenum, I think we have a little.
Yeah, before we go too much further in depth here, I'm glad that you brought this up, Sean, because Ben, as recently as last show, Ben was shit-talking Case Keenum, or picking and favoring him, whereas, in fact, Ben has been, known to bet against Case Keenum, and then switch that opinion. So we got a little clip for you today that I'm going to play for you right now that kind of just kind of wraps up Ben's thoughts on Case Keenum throughout this season. Just take a listen.
I will bet against Case Keenum every time.
You have been for 17 weeks, and they're 14-2.
There's no perfect time for a Case 13-3? Keenum choke fest than in the divisional round of the playoffs at home. Like there's just
I'm gonna
no
replay every single bad thing you've said about Case Keenum, and it's been something every single week.
Please, I will roll those dice.
I'm gonna say that Case Keenum is a top five quarterback, so it's gonna be a lot. Now that Case is in there, like I don't know, like. Yeah, he's playing extremely well, but, like, at the end of the day, like, he's still Case fucking Keenum. Like, think how much better they'll be with Teddy Bridgewater. Dark Horse MVP candidate.
Just continues to play out of his fucking mind, dude. It's unbelievable. I It's I literally can't describe. I can't describe.
Dude, if Mike Glennon can get paid, Case Keenum can definitely get paid.
And that's a little clip we had for you.
That was utterly fantastic.
I can't wait for Wolpert's.
Yeah. Mine's not just about Case Keenum. Mine's just gonna be like
just crazy off the wall take. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, the Patino thing will finally come to anybody light. To ever hear.
We should just cut that whole clip out and just post that because we've been. And I don't think there's been an episode that has gone by where we have not mentioned the Patino clip. And no one has heard it. Like, no one has heard it.
So that's a good thing. I was literally, when I was doing this clip earlier today, I literally went to this website that like a blog that we had posted our test episodes on before we really started recording. And I went there and I was looking through our test episodes and I didn't take anything from there for Ben. But I went to there and it took a lot from me.
Did you listen to it again at least?
No, I didn't. I need to
go back and just listen to that whole episode again. We should just reprise that episode. And
I don't think that's a lost episode that never needs to be.
Well, what I was going to say is I straight up almost downloaded it and just posted it on Twitter for everyone. Just been like, here you go.
Dude, I think we should just reprise that episode. Yeah, I literally think we need to.
No, we might have to.
Absolutely the people not. Need it, dude. The people need it because that was not. Just. We even had a good guest on that show. Like we did. That was a great one, dude. That's a classic. That's a cult classic.
No, that's yep. I learned that day to not drink a pitcher of margaritas and do a show. That is what I learned.
It was amazing. It's amazing. Wasn't. We're gonna do it.
So we got so just real preliminarily, we got the other two games just to keep everyone's mind. I guess you know what, we're not even gonna give thoughts on this. I'm just gonna give you guys a little schedule. I guess you got Atlanta at Philly. They're the 4:25 game, right?
Wait, before we get, I want to talk about the Vikings thing.
True. Yeah. Case Keenum.
So basically, fuck them. Philly Vikings. Their defense is both defenses are what lead their teams, obviously.
I don't know, man.
Vikings have an amazing secondary, whereas the Eagles' front seven is just stupid. The offenses, on the other hand, great skill players, but they're being led by quarterbacks that are backups, which is just still mind-boggling.
Case Keenum is not a backup.
Dude, I promise you, he will go somewhere else this year, next year.
This ain't next year.
He will not do as good.
That's fine. This year, he is not a backup.
I'm just saying, it's tough for me to pick between the Saints and the Falcons as to who I think the teams that played this weekend to make a run for the Super Bowl, they're coming from the NFC. I don't know which one it's going to be, but they're not coming out of the NFC.
I slick could feel like it could be Jacksonville too.
I still am not sold on them, man.
Not at all.
I mean, I'm not either, but I am 100% sold on that defense.
Yeah. But
for only putting up 10, I mean, granted, it is the Bills, but for only putting up 10 points as an offense and still winning that game, defense was just shut down. And I think that, I mean, I don't think they're going to beat the Steelers, but I also wouldn't be surprised if they did because there has to be an upset.
Well, I mean,
Tennessee beating the Chiefs to me really isn't that big an upset because we all know Andy Reid in the playoffs. But, every year in the playoffs, there's always an upset. And I think that Jacksonville beating Pittsburgh could very well be that upset.
No, it's going to be Tennessee over New England.
Absolutely not.
Oh, good God. That would just... We're destined for a shitty playoff. That would just blow everything up, dude. That would literally blow everything up. I couldn't imagine. What if just every underdog won every game?
Ever.
I would be very happy about that. Yeah.
You're not the underdog.
Yes, we are.
You are by a betting line. You aren't by seed.
I mean, yeah, we're the first number one seed ever to.
He's bragging about it, and he's bragging about it. They can't hold me down. They can't hold me down. We're 14-2.
Everyone's been doubting us all year. They've been doubting us. We've been 12-3 all year.
I'm literally that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. You guys
perfectly just described.
You're so oppressed. We're having a great team this season.
Yeah. Nobody. We were projected to get last in our division.
Were you?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
You proved the haters wrong.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Do you see that Owen Wilson Star Wars thing?
Yes. Yeah, it's so funny. It's every amazing. Lightsaber
wow,
move.
Wow. 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 absolutely the greatest video ever.
And I now think we have a name for this episode.
Wow.
So on Thursday we'll be getting you guys these predictions. Our Thursday episode's gonna be jam packed.
Are we gonna talk about any? Did we talk about all the games? We didn't talk about the Saints Panthers.
What? Oh no, we did not talk about the Saints Panthers. But I'm just saying, like, our Thursday episode's gonna be
jam packed, full fun stuff.
We're gonna have the interview with Walken for college football talk, and we're gonna be also incorporating our picks for the second round of the playoffs. So that's a big week for us. Big week.
That's gonna be a really long podcast.
Sorry. No, it's not. No, it's not.
That just means we're gonna have to be short with our other stuff.
We're gonna be normal. We're gonna be totally fine. But yeah, you said the only team we didn't mention was the Carolina Saints game.
Yes.
That was a pretty good game.
That was the best game of the weekend.
Yeah, and it delivered most of their strengths too. Like, you know what I mean? Like they performed.
Yeah, I loved seeing concussed quarterbacks go out there and, you know, get.
Dude, I hate Cam Newton.
Dude,
you saw exactly.
Cam may or may not be concussed, but Tyrod Taylor sure as fucking hell is.
Yeah.
he might be dead, actually.
Well, Sean, you literally saw both Cam Newtons in that game. And you saw me say both times when you saw him how much I fucking hated it.
Yes.
Because it was so annoying to watch. I don't even know. Like, after a certain point, I was like, all right, like. Because I had New Orleans in my pick for our thing, and I said 31-17, which was pretty close. But, like, I started watching, and I was like, like, Carolina wins, that'd be pretty sweet, too. So I was like, because we were talking at that point, it was, like, upsets. So I was like, all right, go Carolina. And then I was watching Cam, I was like, wow, as soon as I start rooting for them, after they had just gotten a touchdown scored on them, Cam Newton goes out there and just, like, hangs his head and, like...
Scores a touchdown.
No, and then, like... One of the drives, like, after that the Saints had scored, he threw, like, 4 incompletions in a row and got, like, so mad that ran. They got tackled and just went off the field. And, like a little pussy. I was like, dude, you're offering no inspiration for your team.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy. You know, when things are high, he's flying. But when they're low, he's...
It's a terrible leader.
Yeah, it's not the best leader. But, you know, again, he's an emotional guy, and that's that can be beneficial.
Should we also give him a participation trophy for losing to the Saints? I don't want to hear this.
I don't think he would accept it.
No, he wouldn't, because they didn't play good enough.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Fuck off, Cam Newton.
Yeah, fuck off, guy. No, I'm not. I'm lying. You're bigger than me and would probably beat me up.
Nah. You could take him. Low center of gravity for you.
Okay, so we did the Clay Matthews, Cam Newton. Now let's do the Cam Newton.
Cam Newton versus Sean Wolford.
let's do it. Yeah, I'll fire it up.
I don't want to see
I'm going to fire it up. All right, here we go. No. Who would win for everyone? Go vote on our Twitter. It'll be up. I'm going to put it up after the show. But, yeah, we're going to have the Twitter up. So who would win a bare-knuckle brawl, Sean or Cam Newton? All rules are off.
I have a feeling that this is going to be our most voted on Twitter poll ever.
Although, I wanted to actually bring up...
There's going to be some trolls out there that pick Sean.
I actually wanted to bring up
I'm probably going to be the weekend. Only one that picks myself, just out of, like, I can't lose.
If my internet's not the slowest thing on this side of the Mississippi, I'm going to bring up our polls. We actually had a number of polls that we've ran in the last, like, few days.
Lots of polls.
Well, like, thank God that you guys actually voted on...
Not Goodell's large poll, though.
Well, like, I'm glad that you guys thought that...
We don't need to get into that, Ben.
I'm glad that you guys, first of all, thought that pinky promises were more sacred than coin tosses. Thank you, everyone. Because pinky promises are more sacred than anything.
Alright. This is my other thing. The only other thing I want to throw out there. What's more sacred, a pinky promise or rock, paper, scissors?
They're pretty equitable.
I don't know, man. That's what I agree. They're pretty equitable.
But then again, like, you only have to do one. I guess it's worth more because I think that, like, the standard for rock, paper, scissors is best 2 out of 3. I don't know.
Not always.
I've almost not always.
Not for those, like, you know, like, deadline, like, stuff, like, need to know now.
But, yeah, but I guess, like, I'm not using a rock, paper, scissors in the same, like, situation that I would use a pinky promise. You know what I mean? I wouldn't interchange them.
You're right.
Yeah, I guess that's also the same thing with the comparison of a coin toss to a pinky promise. I guess it's more like, more of the question is rock, paper, scissors versus a coin toss.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I would probably take
rock, paper, scissors. And in that case, I would take rock, paper, scissors,
100%. Yeah. So I guess it was an unfair poll, but we took, most of you took Bama over Georgia in one of our polls. You guys hate Chris Collinsworth more than John Gruden and Tony Romo. Thank God.
I didn't see about that. Yeah. How many did we get for that?
Like 30.
Oh, woo-hoo.
52% of you said Chris Collinsworth, 35% said John Gruden, and 30% Tony Romo. And then we got 87% of you think that Ben is never going to see the $10 that Sean owes Ben.
I mean, if we're being fair, I sent you a picture of actual $10 via Twitter. So,
and then
you did see it.
And so we had that. Also, if you guys haven't seen already, we have a new logo. Our good friend Ryan O'Mara was kind enough to help make a thermometer / microphone as our logo.
And it's fucking lit.
It's fucking sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. So it's fucking real nice.
That's going to be on everything. It's on our. It's probably on the podcast that you are listening to right now. Just, you know, tap away for a second and check it out. So yeah, you guys, that's like four polls. That's like a lot of polls in general.
So many polls.
So many polls.
Like, all the polls.
All the polls were done.
I don't want to ever talk about polls like this ever again. Let's mark that down.
You can do anything you want, Sean.
No, I feel like you're going to be the one that brings up the polls.
Well, they're good. You know what? It's better to figure out what the people want. It's what the people want. It's not my fault. And what the people want is a Dicks on Dictionary.
Oh, fuck.
So this time, I've already picked the five words, but my Google Docs are going to laugh in my face and not load. There we go.
See, you said that you think we're going to get more of these words right.
No, I think you will.
I disagree with you because I can't fucking spell.
You've done far better even since we started. So this is Dicks on Dictionary.
I've been reading a lot more. I think that's why.
There you go. We got Ben with a 3-1 lead right now in the Dicks on Dictionary world. He took a nice victory last time of a solid 2.5 points out of 10. To Sean's 1.5.
I did not have 1.5.
Yeah, you did.
There's no way.
To believe.
Wait, sorry, out of 5, not 10. Because you're worth a half a point, I guess, is however we started doing this nonchalantly. So, can he do it, pull off the upset tonight, or is Sean destined to be crowned the biggest dick? I think that we should do that. The loser is just crowned the biggest dick, because it's called Dicks on Dictionary, and it's funny.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
See, I don't want
to... Oh.
Because that, like... Okay, sure. Sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to start you out with a word. You guys... actually, Sean, you are going first this time, because Ben went first last time I checked.
I think we should rock, paper, scissors for it.
I don't trust a single one of you over rock, paper, scissors.
Although, I swear to God I did scissors.
But you said it after I got paper.
I'm telling you, bro. I'll send you a picture of it right now.
All right, Sean, first word, whimsical.
Oh.
Whimsical.
Whimsical.
The people at home cannot read you. We read what you have been writing. So
I understand that.
Read it out loud for us here.
Whimsical.
Ben.
Shit. Whimsical. Whimsicle.
Sean is correct.
Fuck yeah!
Oh, woo! Wow.
Peek.
He's peeking. He's peeking. All right, so Sean gets that one. Now, the definition.
Was I just whimsical?
Correct. No, you were not. I'm not going to answer that.
It's an adjective, right?
It is an adjective.
Like, feel free. Like, you're very feel free. Like, you're, yeah, that. What I just said. Carefree.
Ben.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like a, like a playful, kind of, like, joyous kind of thing. Like, you're just, I agree with Sean, sort of.
You were missing playful, Sean.
That's bullshit.
It's like...
He said, I agree with Sean.
Fuck. This is kind of an annoying, because... All right. I'll give it to both of you, because you kind of said carefree, because...
Yeah, like, I should have not said I agree with Sean.
Correct.
Yeah,
because
you
kind of
there.
Fucked yourself, because, like, carefree is, like, it's kind of... It's, like, the best translation for it is capricious, which, like, means, like, playful, curious, like, almost nonchalant, which is, like, the nonchalance is, like, where Sean kind of gets the points, and you connected it by saying playful, so you both get that. Sean's 1.5, and you're at 1.5. So.
This is incredible.
Sean got a whole one. I told you, these are, I went a little, it's, when I have a little more time, I can find
this
words that I think you should get.
Time ever I've gotten a whole point. I think it's only happened 2 times now. And the 4 times that we've done this.
This one's another easy one. Ben, you're first.
Okay.
Plagiarism.
plagiarism.
This is a big one.
P-L-A-G-E-R-I-S-M.
Wait, sorry, say that again.
P-L-A-G-E-R-I-S-M.
Sean.
P-L-A-D-G-U-R-I-S-M.
Neither of you correct. Plagiarism. you're both like gonna go 1-0, and then it's gonna be plagiarism is P-L-A-G-I-A-R-I-S-M.
Plagiarism? That's bullshit.
Yeah, dude, like that's what I hate about like the English language. Like,
you're gonna say spelling
the way, and that too. Like it's the way stupid. You bro, say things is not like plagiarism is not. Like plagiarism, like it's not how you say it. It's like it doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
I
want to
throw this out there. I spelled that two different ways.
Twice.
I spelled that twice, and both of my spellings were wrong.
All right, Ben, you should know what you guys should both know. It's a noun, but yeah.
It's like taking someone else's like work and what they wrote and like claiming it as your own.
That.
Yeah. Okay. You're not allowed to say that. But yes, I knew you know how to. I knew what the fucking word is.
Did you know how many times I had to agree to a "I won't plagiarize" thing, from high school to college, like every year for like the past 10 years, I had to write my name on a piece of paper that said I wouldn't do it.
So we got 1.5-1.
And I never did it ever.
This is a close one. Sean, actually, all right, we're gonna go this word first. I'm just kind of going out of order, so it's not just alphabetical. Ready, Sean?
Yeah.
Felonious.
What?
I'm telling you, you guys will know these words.
Dude, all right. Felonious. Okay, these first two were pretty in your realm.
P-H-I-L-O-N-I-O-U-S.
Ben.
Felonious. F-E-L, alone, O-N-I-O-U-S.
Ben is correct.
Oh, let's get it.
Ben is correct. Sean's just looking in disbelief at his spelling. It was a good guess, actually. I'm pretty impressed that you went the PH. My
disbelief is the fact that he fucking just got it right.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed.
I was gonna go the sound words.
I was going to go the PH route, but then after you did it, I didn't want us both to be wrong going the same route, so I just went with the F.
That's like some great psychology between you two. He was like, yeah, that's Sean's wrong there. I'm going to go PH. All right. Adjective. It's an adjective. What's the definition of felonious?
Am I first?
Nope.
Yeah,
Ben is first.
I'm first. No, he spelled it first.
You're right. Like, that's absurd. Like, that's, like, ridiculous. Like, that's felonious. Like, that's outlandish.
That's baloney.
Yes.
Felonious.
Felonious. I almost gave you that as a hint, and then I was like, that's a horrible hint for how it's spelled. There's no G. Baloney has a G.
What's your definition, Ben?
Felonious. How did I spell it? How is it spelled?
Oh, this is garbage.
Starting to think Ben cheated.
That's the other thing. This isn't fair. Because how do we know if he's cheating or not?
We don't. This is Scout's Honor.
Scout's Honor. Three fingers.
I can't
up.
Even fucking pinky promise him because he's not here. I know what I'm doing the next time I see you, though. I'm writing that down somewhere.
Going through my browser history.
No, we are pinky promising that you don't cheat.
Oh, that's fair. That is fair.
All right, definition.
Felonious. It's an adjective, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Felonious. Describe someone that... Describe someone that does like bad shit.
Huh. I'll kill you.
You're pretty right there.
Really?
Yeah, felonious. So the it's used a lot in politics. Like you're like participating in felonious behavior, like illegal or criminal.
That's what I was
showing evil intent.
So Ben like, just pulled. I swear you cheated. There's no way. There's no. Okay.
Felonious. It has felon in felonious. It. It has felon in the spelling.
It does. You guys, Sean, you had said something about a Latin class. Man, roots. Yeah.
Rudimentary, bro.
Ben, I will fucking kill you.
That's funny. That's the next word.
You are an hour and 15 minutes away from me.
So
please come down.
So now Ben is taking the lead.
Two to one and a half.
Yes.
2 to 1.5. It's heating up, folks.
If you're gonna make a bet on an average score in a Dicks on Dictionary, 2 to 1.5, probably a good route.
Honestly.
There's still two words left. Let's get this going.
You're not going to like these last next two words. So
you're a dick.
I went easy. All right. Our first three, you guys almost hit.
I spelled felonious very fucking wrong.
Other than that, you hit a full one and a half one. That's good for you. Okay. Right?
Sure.
Ben, ready?
Yeah. Yep.
The word is opprobrium.
Opprobrium?
Repeat. You actually pronounced that perfectly.
Opprobrium.
Opprobrium.
A-P-R-O-B-I-U-M. Opprobrium.
Opprobrium. Sean.
So wait, say it one more time.
Opprobrium.
You can't both say it at the same time, because then I can't hear it.
Opprobrium.
Opprobrium?
Opprobrium.
Opprobrium.
It's not a second. I'll give you a big hit. This is not going to help too much, but the second part is not a P. Opprobrium.
Oh, come on.
You said B.
Yeah, you said B is the second one.
Oh, okay. You said it's not a B or it is a B?
I said it is not a P, and you said a B.
Oh, okay.
A-E-P-P-R-O-B-R-I-U-M.
Dude. You're both wrong, but Sean.
I was one letter off, wasn't I?
It's OPP.
Opprobrium.
But Sean, it's OPPROBRIUM. You literally just had the AE to the O.
You gotta work on your pronunciations.
What do you mean? It's opprobrium.
All I gotta say.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
I would have said opprobrium.
I'll send you a video that I watched in first grade about vowels and how all of them have different pronunciations.
I know they have different pronunciations, but you can't be pronouncing your... It's
words correctly, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you, English language.
If you were going off that logic, you would have started with a U.
Opprobrium.
Right? That's how you say it. All right, that's your...
Oh, I knew it was two P's, though.
You knew it was two P's. That was good.
P-P.
All right, definition. If I'm going off of the roots, which got me the last win, I hear appropriate in there, so I'm going to think it's like good behavior. Like Sean. A state of good behavior.
Sean?
Sorry, I thought I heard a door opening. I'm going to have to agree with Ben there. It sounds like appropriate, so, state of good behavior.
I really wish that you did the thing where you do the opposite.
I was going to.
Yeah, you should have, because it's, like, the state of being, like, accused of doing something wrong.
Fuck.
This is garbage.
This is both legal terms. Two legal terms.
This is... you're not allowed to use a legal dictionary to get these.
It's not. It's the same fucking site.
Felonious and opprobrium.
I've used the same site for the last three days on dictionary.
This is garbage.
Last word. You've heard this word before too.
Listen very carefully, Ben, because you know how this motherfucker is.
Also, don't use the beginning root of this word to try and figure out what it means. That's a hint. Not really, but it is a hint.
I don't know roots.
That's fine. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait, who's spelling it first? You are.
I am.
Alright.
He starts laughing.
Alright. Coalescence.
Coalescence?
You've heard this word before. You know, like coalition, coalescence is the word, though.
No, that's wrong.
Let's hear it, buddy.
I don't. The OA thing is what's really, you know. Is it OA? Is it? I know it begins with a C. C O A L L E.
God. I've given you words with the ending of this word a couple times. That's a tip for both of you still. Just saying.
What's the word again?
You're taking so long to write this word out.
I'm taking so long that I forgot what the word
is. Just start saying the alphabet.
Coalesce.
Listen, I'll tell you. The word is coalescence. I don't know why you're asking me questions about how to spell it. That's your job. I'm not going to spell it.
Coalescent. C-O-A-L-L-E-S-E-N-C-E.
Ben.
Coalescence. C-O-A-L. Coalescence. S-E-N-C-E.
It's two fucking S's, isn't it?
No, but Ben missed a C. Everybody would have had it. You had double L instead of one L.
Damn it.
Yo, fuck this shit.
I gave you guys effervescence before, and I gave you, fucking, there's another word that ended in essence. But, coalescence is spelled C-O-A-L-E-S-C-E-N-C-E.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Ben was literally had it except the C. So, this comes down to this, what is it, 2.5 to 2? Or is it two to one and a half?
All right. It comes down to this spelling. Sean, okay. You go first. Think about it right.
But for both of you, again, this is still a hint for both of you. Just think. I don't know if you know what coalition means, but that might help. Just saying. I don't know if that fucks you over. But just saying. It's similar to the word coalition.
I don't know. Does it mean like advocating for something?
Give me more.
It's like you stand for something, like you're fighting for it.
Ben.
When I hear coalescence, I think of like
coalescence.
Like cohesence, like bringing together, I'm gonna say.
You're missing together, Sean.
This is garbage. This is absolute garbage.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it right. It's like the process of being together, like one combination, like a one product. So you had like ideology.
Said a group. Is that not
together? Did he say a group?
I did. I said it's like a group. Like, yeah.
I'll give it to you then. You still lose, but I'll give it to you.
I got it right, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's garbage. I hate this.
So by a score of 2.5 to 2, that means that Ben got half of them right today. And
this
Sean
is the worst idea I've ever had.
Yeah, this is your idea,
4-1. So now I can't. Now it's official. I can't blow a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, you can blow a 4-1 lead.
I just want to say first bought coalescence.
It was pretty bad.
I can't remember what the word is. What am I spelling again?
I spelled it C-O-A-L-L-E science.
Coalesce science. All right. So before we get to our final thoughts real quick.
I fucking hate my life. This sucks.
So by unanimous decision, Ben is now 4-1 on Dictionary.
Can we do a math one? Can we come up with some kind of math?
Please, no. For the love of God, no.
Can you come up with annoying, a stupid, simple game?
No, because I would be very good at that.
I am good with English. Science and math stay there.
I don't know if you can actually say you're good with English.
We should do like a history, like a trip, like a... Like an American history.
I'll fuck your day up in that. I'll tell you that right now. But I don't know why I ever thought it was a good idea to go up against somebody who's a fucking PR major. Scientists can't spell.
I've had several English classes, so I'm okay.
I've had like two. I took my gen ed one that I needed.
I skipped it.
Fuck you. Must be nice to know how to spell.
It is pretty good. But
must
you have
be nice to know words.
How I dare know you? Words.
How dare you and your words?
Seriously,
fucking nerd.
It's come to the point now where like people say like words that I should know, and I have to like look them up, and it's getting pretty bad.
Hey, Sean, having a good day, are we?
No,
fuck.
I started reading more, and I think it's helping a little bit. Like this was the first time I've gotten more than 1 point.
If you want something like a little more complicated than Dr. Seuss, let me know.
I'm actually reading A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking, who is the smartest man alive, so go fuck yourself.
How much did the audiobook cost?
It's not an audiobook. I actually, hold on, I have it with me.
This is getting roasted.
It's not an audiobook. I have it with me.
It's not an audiobook.
Look.
I'm glad that everyone not an audiobook.
Matt is looking at it right now.
Oh, man. Your tutor must hate you.
I don't have a tutor. That's what I got my college degree for. I'm going to take a picture of it
and post it. Put it on Twitter on so Twitter. Everyone knows.
Look,
everyone
I can read knows. Good.
Look, Sean reads.
What a nerd.
Yeah, go take your book and read, you nerd.
Go to the corner. So we're going to switch gears after this. WVU.
I don't want to talk about this.
We're going to briefly mention this because we need to talk stupid. About basketball.
Yep.
WVU. Villanova's number one. First of all.
Villanova's number one.
Sure. First of all, before Villanova's I get to. One. You're going to let me talk about Pat Craig and his weekly article or no?
I mean, if you would have told me you were going to do that beforehand, I probably wouldn't have interrupted so many times.
Well, I said first of all before we start.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
So Pat's probably coming out with his weekly roundup of college basketball that he's been doing like every week, and it's actually pretty awesome. Because I don't follow college basketball nearly enough, mostly because Pitt channels are very biased, I'd say, down here. So I haven't seen a Syracuse basketball game until they play Pitt every year. So, having those wrap-ups every week by Pat are great. He kind of breaks down, like, the big teams, the big games, and kind of who's looking tournament-ready. So right now we're looking at Villanova at number one. WVU, though, climbing the charts a little bit. Number
Let's
two,
go, baby.
Right now in the college, the AP poll, I think.
And, currently losing by three right now, but
they've made a pretty big soar this season. I know Michigan State was the number one for a while, and they lost, and then Duke lost recently too. So it's been pretty cool to see the upsets that we've been seeing.
Was that a fart?
Huh?
Was that a fart?
No, it was pretty cool to see the upsets we've been seeing already sort of happening as we get into January now. With March Madness obviously on the horizon, you start to think, and the teams start to really form and play. In their strides, so it's as we can start paying attention now a little bit more now that college football sort of died down just a little bit, and we have the playoffs to worry about for the NFL. We'll be getting to you guys a little bit more action in the basketball realm, I think, in the weeks coming forward, especially if Ben, being someone who's interested in WVU, and also Dukes are 3-0 in the A-10. We were former Duquesne Dukes at Duquesne University, and the Dukes had a new coach. He's Keith Dambro was the former high school coach of LeBron James, and we signed him to start here this season. We're 12-4 right now in the season. In the men's, we're 3-0 in the A-10. And last season, to give you context, we went 3-15, or 3-14. So that's pretty good. We're sitting second in the A-10, which is wild. So
we're making the tournament. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. If we're making the tournament, I don't care where I am, I'm coming back.
I hope West Virginia plays them in like the round of 64.
They honestly, it would be something like that.
That would be amazing. And we would beat you.
You probably would, honestly. Like, it just wouldn't surprise me.
You've never heard Duke's passion
before. I'm telling you right now, if by some miracle of God this happens,
we're gonna get together.
No, we're gonna replay this for everyone to hear that we talked about Duquesne beating West Virginia. And Ben actually agreeing with it.
Yeah. So that's just
I didn't agree, but you said
they probably would. That's agreement.
That's a binding contract.
If we're getting legal here with all these legal fucking words, Matt.
Actually, three of them are legal. I realize felonious is also like a kind of.
I know, that's
legal
what I was saying.
A more political, but whatever. I'll figure out the better words next time, I guess. On Thursday, we'll also be probably having a Gray's Drink of the Week, too. So stay tuned for that. Final thoughts, guys.
My final thought is I still don't have any water in my fucking house, so that's pretty chill. I haven't had it for the past 3 days, so going up to Sheets to go to the bathroom and going to the gym to shower is pretty chill. So yeah, Dial Jones, if you're listening, please turn my fucking water on, please. Thank you.
I bet he's listening.
And that's my final thought.
I bet they're listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
My final thought is
there.
That...
No, my landlord's name is Dal Jones.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, wow. Wait,
his name you is. Said, you said Matt said. Matt said they're probably
his
not.
Name, his name is Dal. Dal Jones.
Dal. D-O-W.
Like the stock exchange.
Like the stock market. Yeah. He's my landlord is named after the stock market.
Oh my God, that's literally the worst name I've ever heard. Ever.
That sounds like
actually, that's a lot. We were talking about this at work the other day. Apparently, some girl named, like, they didn't know what a vagina was, and they heard it, and they thought it was a good idea for a name. So they named their daughter Vagina.
Peeking. My final thought is that my little pupper got out of the house today.
Out on the town?
I came home from work, and a friend sent me a text, and she goes, "Hey, is your dog okay? Like, I just saw it. Like, I just want to make sure he's good." And I was like,
"I just saw it eating garbage in the back alley."
Well, I had no idea this happened. So, like, I get home, and, like, he's already back home. I had no idea this whole thing transpired, and I came home, took him out of his cage and stuff like that, went for a walk, came inside, and then I saw the text, and I was like, I mean, he's standing right next to me. Yeah, like, he's totally fine. And she was like, well, I saw on Facebook that he was, like, missing for a while. Did you, like, like, what happened? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? So so I got texted my roommates, and apparently he got out of the house because one of the fire alarms went off, so he kind of just slithered out when the door was open to air out the house a little bit. So he kind of just, like left. He just kind of peaced out for a little bit, and they found him right away. But like, it was so funny, like seeing the, like the text, and some guy wrote on like we're in the south side of Pittsburgh. There's like a south side like Facebook group, and he wrote in it like, "Hey, looking for someone's dog. He's about 40 pounds. Kind of just looks like a Dalmatian, but kind of not at all." And it was just funny. So well, we got him back. He was fine, but it was just a funny thing to come home to. So it's my final thought. Cool. Go Dukes.
My final thought is I can't fucking spell. It's driving me nuts.
Are you signing up for a spelling class?
No, like, I don't know. Like, how do I make this better? Like, God, it's, like, driving me nuts. I also had another final thought that I was thinking about earlier. Just sorry, I'm going to get two in here. So, in our one bathroom, we have all these Playboys. And they're, like, all facing up. And they're all, like, staring at me. And I've started to get creeped out when I go to pee. Because I'm getting, like, stared at by a bunch of girls. And it's, like, it's weird.
I'm glad that it took a year and a half, or however long we've been going to that house.
I know, it only really, like, clicked. Like, I don't know, somebody spread them all out on top, and it was like, before it was just like one, and now it's a group, and it's like, fuck.
Now it's a group. One girl looking at you while you pee is fine, but a group, no.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, but, fuck. I'm not into that shit, man.
Fuck.
I'm not into that shit.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, guys, today in this episode of Room Temp. We're going to be getting you guys, obviously, like we said, interview Thursday, be there. It's going to be awesome. Gray's drink of the week, playoff predictions and preview, probably more because we just do it live every day. Check out our website at Room Temp Show. Check out our Twitter at Room Temp Show. It's all pretty simple to get to. And stay toasty, everyone.
Stay toasty, y'all. Peace.